this was an issue that I suppose, known and having friends in the construction industry, many of these, I suppose, that I would be familiar with are in their maybe late 50s, early 60s. And my call was that the council would write to the Minister for Social Protection to address the issue that some of these tradespeople who are suffering with ailments such as bad backs, bad hips, arthritis, etc., have to continue working until 66 before they're allowed to draw their state pension. Excuse me. Now, the contributory state pension is only paid to people from the age of 66 if they have made enough PRSI contributions during their working life. And the invalidity pension is only payable to individuals who have enough PRSI contributions built up, and they have to be incapacitated of work for at least 12 months, or that they're not able to work for another 12 months. So I think there's a major issue there.
Do you see this as something that is realistic? Do you think this is a realistic prospect that the government could follow through with?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's something, you know, that the government need to address or look at, because we had a scarcity for many years where a lot of our younger people were not going into the skills. While that has changed, and I have to compliment the MSLETB, they are upskilling people now. We had a huge gap after the last downturn where we had a lot of young people who did not find the construction industry attractive, and a lot of those people didn't go into that trade. And we've huge waiting lists now. If you talk to anybody looking to try and get a builder, or particularly with, I know, the Sligo County Council and the grant schemes that are out there, it's very hard to get skilled tradespeople. And I think with the ageing population of some of the very qualified and very knowledgeable men and women, we need to look after them. And I think it's something the government need to look seriously at if they want to hold on to them. We don't want to be losing people due to ill health. And if we can accommodate them to maybe work a shorter week and look after them then with, you know, some form of payment. A lot of these people, when they reach 66 and draw their pension, they may not be able to walk. They may not, you know, they would have very bad, they need hip replacements. They're in, and assist them in whatever way we can. I think this is something the government need to address.
Perfect, Jared. Thanks very much.